All right, as you might know, right now we are in San Francisco because my kids have a sailing regatta here. So it is the North American Championship, so kind of a big deal, and today was the first day of racing. Now, there's 102 boats there, and in each boat there's two kids, and most of them are teenagers. So Vivian, who is turning 14 tomorrow, I mean, it's definitely one of the youngest competitors. So that's my daughter, and Julius, who just turned 16, is right in between. There's many kids who are 17, 18, even some kids who are already in college. Anyhow, so 102 boats, and today was racing. Now, for the past 4 days, the kids have been practicing, but I mean, this is the Texas team, which consists of 3 boats. And today, 102 was definitely a different animal. Also, the conditions today were slightly different. I mean, not much. And this reminded me a little bit of trading, right? I mean, no matter how hard you prepare, no matter how many trades you do on a simulator, once you hit the markets live with real money, everything is different, isn't it? And this is what it was today for the kids. So I was a little bit surprised. My son Julius and his skipper Lucy did not do as well as I thought they would. But hey, they're figuring it out. Today's day one. There's a total of 4 days of racing. And I mean, when I say they are not that good, they're probably in the top 15. I haven't checked the results yet. But top 15 is definitely an awesome result, right? And well, for Vivian and her skipper James, I mean, amazing. I'm so proud of them that they went through these days, because it was so windy, unbelievable. Anyhow, so just a very quick update, because we just came in, and right now I was out on the coach boat, so I was driving the rib, so I'm also soaking wet, cold, because here throughout the day in San Francisco it's in the 60s, and when you're out on the water and the wind is blowing with 20 knots, I think it was 20, 25 knots easily, and you're getting sprayed with the water, that's probably also in the 60s, it is getting cold, even though right now as I'm recording this, it is July 11th. So, I mean, yeah, it is definitely July, but it's cold. So we need to get changed, we need to get dry, and of course we are hungry. Anyhow, I'm so proud on my daughter of hanging in there. And even though they capsized a few times, meaning that their boat tipped. And also on my son, who's just doing an amazing job, has been sailing now for, I don't know, I think he started when he was 9 and he's 16, so probably 7 years. So becoming a really, really, really good sailor. And I think overall, sailing is just a great sport for kids, isn't it? Because what they learn out there is, first of all, think independently, be independent. Yes, it is scary, but everything is scary, right? So they're overcoming that and facing their fears. Yeah, just doing an amazing job. Very proud on them. Anyhow, so I'll keep you posted on what's happening. I will look up the results and will definitely let you know where they are right now and where they finish in this regatta. And then as soon as this regatta is over, we will go all the way from San Francisco to the northeast, to Cape Cod in Massachusetts, which is, what, a little bit over 3,000 miles, 3,200 miles probably, right? It might be even more. So we'll be on the road for quite a few days. But hey, that's a story for a different day. And I'll definitely keep you posted. So tomorrow, day 2 of racing, let's see what happens over the next few days. Have a great time, and I'll talk to you soon.